So I Am With Them is a manifesto, a photographic manifesto for the refugees who aim, which aim to give them back their identity, their story and their dreams, because they arrive with dreams. And it is important to look at them not only as refugees, because this is not what they are. They are more than this. They are more than the war. They are more than exile. They are somebody before that, and I hope after that. So I Am With Them try to give them back who they are through that. And it began in August 2015, where I couldn't stand anymore the way we were talking about the crisis, meaning they were like a generic term of like a mass, a flow of like the migrants, the refugees. They had no names. So I decided to go on the road and do portraits to give them back their identity and their names.
So where did you go?
So I left from Greece to Germany two times, 12 weeks. And so I did the same road, like Germany, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Austria and Germany. I didn't take photo of people who didn't want to, but I still talked to them, meaning, oh no, I'm too scared to take a picture. That's okay. We can still talk. The important thing is to meet them. It's to let them know that we are here and they have the right to express themselves. And sometime, you know, I walked like 3 days with somebody, and before he goes away, I say, oh, just wait. We have to do your portraits. And that's why most of the portraits of I Am With Them project, people are not always smiling, but there are some light in the face. Although the road was quite difficult, it's because in fact they are smiling to me, but me is nothing. They are smiling to somebody that look at them. So they are smiling to you.
Have you kept in touch with any of the people you photographed? You know, if they were able to reach their destination, have they been able to rebuild their lives to a certain extent?
The photos are already in the cradle of UN. And this morning, a guy called Nawar, who's an artist from Damascus, who lives now in the Netherlands, tweeted his photos and Facebooked his photos to his girlfriend, who's still in Damascus, saying, look, my portrait is 8 foot tall inside United Nations. And he was kind of proud. And I think that it's important, that's part of the project, that they know, they should know that we are still looking at them.
In this project, there's a series of pictures that were taken at night. And there's really this very singular atmosphere that emanates from them. What was night like on this route?
Night is tough. Night is cold. Night is fear. Night is a moment or where you walk or a moment where you wait in the cold, because even though it can be in summer, if you're tired and exhausted, night is always cold. So night is a moment where you think, and it's quite difficult to think. You know, when you're a Syrian who left your country like 1 month and 1 month and a half, and you've been through the sea, and most of the refugees don't know how to swim. So the sea is more than a nightmare. It's a fear that we can't imagine, in fact. I've never seen so much terror in their eyes that after the sea. So when you've gone all through that, you run away from a war, you run away, you went through the sea, and finally you're on soil, and it's night, and you're cold, and you're... kids just fell asleep, finally, under a blanket was usually wet. It's a moment where you think about tomorrow. And tomorrow is a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. So it's a